Hi, today we're going to be doing a little bit of reading comprehension. It's about email writing, business email writing. So I'm going to read a text to you. In the end, you will find questions for the text attached. You will need to figure out the answers for the text. I will give you the answers in the second audio lesson. A short outer lesson, all right? So first listen to this, then do the exercise. There are about five questions, and then listen to the answers to check your answers. All right, let's begin. Business email writing. Besides playing a major role in most individuals' personal lives, technology plays a major role in most business persons' professional lives, as it's convenient, reliable, and efficient. From text messaging to emailing and scanning files to Skyping, high-tech practices are common in companies. To benefit as much as possible from these practices, business persons must craft and send professional business emails or emails that serve an official company-related purpose and are appropriately written. Professional business emails are appreciated by coworkers, customers, and potential clients alike. Professional general emails are carefully worded and concise messages about any company subject. For example, one can send a professional general email to a coworker in regards to supply information, to a customer in regards of purchase needs, and so on and so forth. It's important that professional general emails be attentively worded and as brief as possible to help receivers digest the enclosed information and requests. Professional response emails are courteous and useful messages sent to a person or organization that sent initial message. For example, a business manager who's asked about his company's outlook in an email would send a professional response email to address the sender's questions and concerns. This type of email should provide answers and data that are useful to the recipients based upon what he or she stated initially. Perhaps the most considerable difficulty in sending professional business emails is remaining calm and official. For example, it might be tempting to send an angry email in response to a customer complaint, but doing so would negatively impact one's company, reputation, and performance. Instead, one should form an email response that is collected, helpful, and useful. The short-term benefits of sending professional business emails are enhanced productivity, optimal preparation, and a minimal amount of wasted resources. In the long term, however, someone who consistently sends professional business emails will likely develop a professional reputation. All right, I'm going to read it to you again. I'm going to read it a little faster because I tried to be as slow as possible at the beginning, but now I'm just going to read it as if a person is speaking. Okay? Your goal is to try to understand this reading comprehension text. All right, let's do it again. Business email writing. Besides playing a major role in most individuals' personal lives, technology plays a major role in most business persons' professional lives, as it's convenient, reliable, and efficient. From text messaging to emailing and scanning files to Skyping, high-tech practices are common in companies. To benefit as much as possible from these practices, business persons must craft and send professional business emails or emails that serve an official company-related purpose and are appropriately written. Professional business emails are appreciated by coworkers, customers, and potential clients alike. Professional general emails are carefully worded and concise messages about any company subject. For example, one can send a professional general email to a coworker in regarding to supply information, to a customer in regards to purchase needs, and so on and so forth. It's important that professional general emails be attentively worded and as brief as possible to help receivers digest the enclosed information and requests. Professional response emails are courteous and useful messages sent to a person or organization that sent an initial message. For example, a business manager who's asked about his company's outlook in an email would send a professional response email to address the sender's questions and concerns. This type of email should provide answers and data that are useful to the recipients based upon what he or she stated initially. Perhaps the most considerable difficulty in sending professional business emails is remaining calm and official. For example, it might be tempting to send an angry email in response to a customer's complaint, but doing so would negatively impact one's company, reputation, and performance. Instead, one should form an email response that is collectful, helpful, and useful. The short-term benefits of sending professional business emails are enhanced productivity, optimal cooperation, and a minimal amount of wasted resources. In the long term, however, someone who consistently sends professional business emails will likely develop a professional reputation. Okay, now I'm going to read the questions for you. Question number one, what are professional business emails? Fun emails exchanged between friends, text messages sent during work, emails that serve an official company-related purpose and are appropriately written, or emails sent in response to other emails. Question number two, what are professional general emails? Unimportant emails sent by a company's president, emails sent to a company's stockholders, carefully worded and concise messages about any company subject, none of the above. Question number three, what are professional response emails? Emails sent to ask a question, emails sent for an official company-related purpose, courteous and useful messages sent to a person or organization that sent an initial message, two and three. Question number four, how should professional response emails be composed? Calmly and professionally, angrily, without consideration for the recipient's concerns, as unprofessionally as possible. Question number five, what are the benefits of sending professional business emails? Improved relationships, effective communication, saved money, all of the above. All right, what you should do now is you should open the Word doc that is in your Moodle right after this audio class, read again, and listen to the answers. Pause this now, and then listen to the answers. So pause this now. Answers together. I assume you paused this before, and now we can listen. So I'm going to read the questions again. What are professional business emails? And you base this not on what you think, but on the text. This is how it works at exam two. You read a text, and you need to understand what the text says. So never invent. Only look for something that is in the text. What are professional business emails? First one, fun emails exchanged between friends. Clearly not. Second, text messages sent during work. Clearly not. Three, emails that serve as an official company-related purpose and appropriately written. Or four, emails sent in response to other emails. Since we're talking about business emails, not any emails at all, and as it says in the text, professional business emails are emails that serve an official company-related purpose that are appropriately written. So number three. Okay. Question number two. What are professional general emails? One, unimportant emails sent by company's president. Two, emails sent to a company's stockholders. Three, carefully worded and concise messages about any company subjects. Four, none of the above. What do you think? Correct, none of the above. Question three, what are professional response emails? Number one, email sent to ask a question. Number two, Email sent for an official company-related purpose. Number three, courteous and useful messages sent to a person or organization that sent an initial mail. Number four is two and three. What do you think? Number four is correct. Question number four. How should professional response emails be composed? One, calmly and professionally. Two, angrily. Number three, without consideration for recipients' concerns. Number four, as unprofessionally as possible. Okay, most of them don't make sense even if you don't remember what the text is about, but I will include the text below. Therefore, you should answer number one, calmly and professionally. Correct. Number five, question number five. What are the benefits of sending professional business emails? Number one, improved relationships. Number two, effective communication. Number three, saved money. Number four, all of the above. This one is not a thinker because the answer is all of the above. Good. All right, this is the type of exercise that we need to be doing a lot, because one part of the exam is going to be reading comprehension, and my many years of teaching experience, I find a lot of students make most mistakes in the reading comprehension part, because grammar that we do, that we practice a lot, is very important and is the base for everything. And reading comprehension, usually we don't have a lot of time to practice it because, well, to understand reading comprehension, we first need to practice grammar, grammar, grammar. Because without grammar, you will not be able to understand anything. But of course, since we don't practice reading comprehension as much, a common student will come to exam and will probably make a lot of mistakes. So my advice to you, read, read, read in English, because that's the only way that you can practice reading comprehension. Of course, here I will be including questions for you, which will help you understand the text better. And I always answer all the questions, so that way you're not there thinking, what was the answer, what was the answer. You always have all the answers, because I answer them, just like we do in grammar. But we don't have enough time to do reading comprehension because I'm focusing mainly on the grammar base for now, and we'll see how we go. If we have more time, we'll do more reading comprehension. But reading comprehension is 30% of the 100% grade on exam. It's a big percentage, right? Which means please, please, please try and practice reading as much as possible because, well, that's the most common mistake. All right, that's it for today.